how much did you know about diet while you were at Wordsley?
I'd heard the terms units used. Patients are either allocated 8 or 12 units per day. I had a vague understanding that one unit was equivalent to about 10 grams of carbohydrate, but I hadn't really much idea about diet diet at all. It was a very busy house job, and obviously one's time was spread across a broad spectrum of different medical patients. However, I was able on some occasions to refer back to my medical school notes to find out exactly what a unit was and what the implications thereof were, but I had no formal training about dietetics at all.
Can you remember what the outpatients' clinics were like?
They were very large, and the patients were completely undifferentiated. You'd have a whole mixture of patients from cardiology cases to endocrinology cases to gastroenterology cases, all mixed together in the one outpatient department. And you're probably expected to see between 25 and 30 patients in a three-hour session. It didn't seem to me that the patients came at any allocated time. The outpatient clinic seemed to start at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and all the patients turned up then. And by the time you got to the last patient at 6 o'clock, they were pretty exhausted and quite fed up.
And what are your memories of life on the wards?
Wordsley Hospital was a converted workhouse, and the general medical wards were a series of Nissen huts, which had been originally built to receive wounded soldiers from the Second World War. And they were rather like the Nightingale wards at the General Hospital in Birmingham, in that you got patients on both sides of a very long, thin ward. Because these Nissen huts were on the periphery of the hospital, the food was delivered by trolley. And I do remember that diabetic patients had special diabetic diets, and so their food came in plates with covers saying diabetic on the top of them. The ward rounds, we do a ward round twice a day with a registrar, but the consultant ward rounds were quite frequent. And because they had a general spread of medical patients, the consultants who got who were fairly focused in their approach, like the cardiologist, wasn't particularly interested in patients with diabetes and would tend to discharge them quite quickly back to their own doctors. There was very little inter-consultant referral, I remember. It's different these days, but very, very little, because they all had their territory, and they they were quite jealous of that territory and reluctant to ask the opinions of their consultant colleagues.
And what did you learn from your time at Wordsley?
Managing diabetes, I'd learned two things mainly that I took out into general practice. One is that we must bend all efforts to make an early diagnosis. And secondly, that to achieve glycemic control efficiently, we must do that while the patient was in their own home environment and attending work. Because otherwise our dietary restrictions, if we're using diet to control it, weren't going to be irrelevant to their needs.